KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, checking sports, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the postseason pairings for classes 3A and 4A baseball yesterday afternoon. District play for both of those classes will open up on Friday, July 19th. In class 3A, Atlantic will play in Substate 8, District 15 at Harlan. That'll be the second game of a doubleheader. Winterset will play Carroll in the first game at that location. In Substate 8, District 16 features another doubleheader in Dallas Center, Glenwood facing ADM, followed by Creston taking on Dallas Center Grimes. In Class 4A, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson will play at Urbandale in Substate 1, while Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln will play at Lewis Central in Substate number 8. On the field last night of boys baseball in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Trainer over Atlantic by a final of 11-4, Clarinda beating Griswold 11-1, St. Albert swept a pair from Shenandoah 3-0 and 2-0, Glenwood beat Creston 4-0. In Western Iowa Conference action, AHSTW beat East Mills 17-0, Tri-Center over Sydney 11-1, Woodbine downing Missouri Valley 7-3. Rolling Valley Conference action saw West Harrison beat Glidden-Ralston 10-0. Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley 1-0 over Southwest Valley. Mount Air beat Lennox 13-3. From the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills falling to Bedford 16-6 last night. In girls softball play, it was a wild one between Atlantic and Trainer last night in non-conference play. Atlantic had to rally late and pile on the runs as they beat Trainer 18-11 last night. Also in Hawkeye 10 Conference action, Glenwood beat Creston 14-5, Lewis Central 6-2 over Kemper Catholic, Underwood beat Shenandoah 7-5, Clarinda over Bedford 5-1, Red Oak beat AHSTW 3-0, Denison over Maple Valley 14-7. From the Corner Conference, Stanton and Fremont Mills split 2, Stanton winning 9-7 in the opener, Fremont Mills 9-0 winners in the nightcap, Sydney beat St. Albert 8-4. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley 5-4 winners over Southwest Valley, Mount Air beating Lennox 2-1. From the Rolling Valley Conference, West Harrison beat Glidden-Ralston 14-1 and Lawton Bronson over Woodbine by a final of 9-2. Well, Tim Beckman hit a pinch-hit homer in the eighth inning, and the Seattle Mariners beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 last night, a game heard here on KJAN. Omar Narvaez also homered for the Mariners, who overcame early and late bullpen troubles and snapped a four-game losing streak as the Cards lost for the sixth time in seven games. In other interleague action, the Mets beat the Yankees 4-2, Houston over Colorado 9-8. In the American League, Jake Bowers had four hits and drove in three runs, and the Cleveland bullpen bailed Trevor Bauer out of a late jam, helping the Indians beat the Royals 9-5. Bauer earned the win after six shaky innings, and All-Star closer Brad Hand worked the ninth to wrap things up. Jacob Junis took the loss for Kansas City. Also in the AL, Boston beat Toronto 10-6, Tampa Bay over Baltimore 6-3. Angels beat Texas 9-4. It was Oakland over Minnesota 8-6. Detroit at Chicago was postponed. In the National League, Washington beat Miami 3-2. Pittsburgh over Chicago 5-1. Cincinnati in 11 innings, 5-4 winners over Milwaukee. Philadelphia beat Atlanta 2-0. LA over Arizona 5-4. San Francisco beat San Diego 10-4. A moment of silence was held before the Los Angeles Angels played at Texas last night, with the team lined up outside the dugout when Tyler Skaggs was remembered. Public address announcer Chuck Morgan said the Rangers offer their deepest sympathies and condolences to Skaggs' family, his teammates, and the entire Angels organization. A photo of Skaggs was shown on the huge video boards over right and left field before those screens, and every other screen in the stadium went dark momentarily. The entire Angels team and its staff remained on the field together for the playing of the national anthem. The introductions of the starting lineups by Morgan before that were uncharacteristically subdued, with the Angels playing heavy-hearted the night after the 27-year-old Skaggs died in his Texas hotel room. And when the Rangers took the field for the start of the game, they ran out to their positions quietly without any music playing on the speakers. In other Major League news, Major League Baseball has upheld Manny Machado's one-game suspension for his confrontation with an umpire. He missed Tuesday night's game against the San Francisco Giants. Machado was suspended for aggressively arguing and making contact with plate umpire Bill Welke after being called out on strikes at Colorado on June 15th. Red Sox right-hander Nathan Eovaldi will pitch out of the bullpen when he returns from injury. President of Baseball Operations Dave Dombrowski made that comment yesterday. Red Sox relievers allowed 21 runs over 12 and a third innings in back-to-back losses to the New York Yankees in London last weekend. Boston entered play Tuesday at 44-40, 11 games back of New York in the AL East and 2 games out of a wild-card spot. Yankees first baseman Luke Voit has been put on the injured list after straining his abdomen against Boston in London last weekend. He's New York's 21st player to go on the injured list this season, one more than last year. He's the Yankees' 14th player currently on that list. One College Football Preview magazine feels the Iowa defense will help the Hawkeyes be a contender in the Big Ten West division race. That unit will have to fill a couple of unexpected holes with defensive end Anthony Nelson and safety Amani Hooker leaving early for the NFL. Steele says the defensive line helped lead the upset against Mississippi State in the Outback Bowl.
Because all the talk was of the Mississippi State defensive line, and I was thinking to myself, well, Iowa's defensive line just as good as Mississippi State's D-line. But unfortunately for Iowa, four of those guys are off, most of them to the NFL on the defensive line. There are some big-time losses, but they still have a good D-line led by A.J. Epineza up front and Chauncey Golston at the other defensive end spot. I think they'll be able to generate some pressure much like they did last year.
He says it'll be a typical hard-nosed Iowa defense.
Last year, remember, they lost all their linebackers. Well, they're more experienced in linebacker this year. So it's going to be your typical solid Iowa defense. Offensively, love the two tackles. Tristan Wirfs and Alaric Jackson are two guys that both are NFL caliber. My biggest question mark is those two tight ends they lose in T.J. Hockenson and Noah Fant. And I think you may even see more three wide receivers this year. Although, I know that Coach Ferentz always likes to work in those two tight ends, and I just don't think they're as deep a tight end as they were last year.
Steele says it'll be a jumbled race in the West Division.
I think any of six teams can win in the West. So it's wide open again this year. But they do have to play Michigan on the road. They have to play Wisconsin on the road. And then the Big Ten West might just come down to the final game of the season when they travel to face Nebraska in Lincoln on a Friday after Thanksgiving. So it should be a very interesting season. As long as Coach Ferentz is on the sideline, though, I think Iowa has a shot of winning the West.
We'll have Hawkeye football again this fall for you here on KJAN. USA basketball improved to 3-0 in group play as they head into tournaments following an 87-58 win against Senegal Tuesday at the FIBA U19 World Cup in Greece. Iowa State's Tyrese Halliburton was held scoreless in 24 minutes of action, but still impacted the game with 4 assists, 3 rebounds, and a blocked shot as he made his third start of the tournament. Halliburton attempted just a pair of field goals in that win. In 3 games, the Oshkosh, Wisconsin native is averaging 9.7 points and 6.7 assists. The U.S. begins tournament play Wednesday with the group of 16 games. Its opponent and start time have yet to be announced. Missouri Valley Conference Commissioner Doug Elgin says the league is exploring scheduling options in the hopes of boosting the number of bids the Valley receives to the NCAA tournament. Loyola made an unlikely run to the Final Four in 2018, but the league took a step back this season, and only tournament champion Bradley made the big dance. Also, the Missouri Valley Mountain West Challenge was not renewed, and the league has been unable to find another one to start a series. Elgin says the Valley is working to help develop some regional series that will help the conference bolster its schedule.
We're not resistant to playing series out of region, but we certainly want to make sure that we do play and create in-region rivalries and certainly take the best possible games that we can against other peer conferences, and that's the only way that we can really hope to increase our opportunities for postseason play is by playing good, solid, balanced non-conference schedules.
Elgin says the Valley was hurt this past season by an unusual amount of parity. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.